Yeah, really well, thank you. Thanks for having me in.
Not a worry. Now, things are underway for Relay for Life 2022. You launched it officially this morning here on the northwest coast at Leyland Christian School. What was the significance with holding the event there?
So Leyland have been entering a team for quite some time now. One of their teachers there, Tim Wilson, over the last 5 years has entered over 100 students in Relay for Life. Throughout their various teams and raised nearly $12,000 in 5 years. So one of our highest fundraising schools on the northwest coast. So,
good on them.
Yeah, really excited to see some of the students out there this morning that are keen to get involved in Relay for next year.
Right, my first Relay was it this year or last year? I can't remember.
2021 Relay.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm getting my time because I don't know what was cancelled. It's been a big 12 months. So that was my first Relay early this year. So we're getting set for another one on the northwest in Penguin, March 26, 27. But you're also adding Circular Head.
Yeah, we are. So Circular Head run a Relay every second year up there. We're running a 12-hour event for the community up in Circular Head, so in Smithton, on the 19th of March. We're going to relay from 10 in the morning until 10 at night. And so there's different relay versions all across the country and internationally, and Circular Head is the first one in Tasmania to try a 12-hour relay. Didn't get the opportunity to go ahead in 2020 due to COVID. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the night before. So the Circular Head community are really, really excited to bring Relay back. They've been sort of relaying for about 10 years now. So very excited to be back up there in Smithton again.
So good. Now let's talk about Relay for Life. It began back in 1985. What's the story behind it there?
Absolutely. So Dr. Gordy Klatt was actually an American man. He walked for 24 hours around the track in Washington, D.C., and he was raising money for our equivalent of Cancer Council over there. He raised about $27,000 back in 1985, and his concept was that cancer doesn't sleep, and he was out in solidarity for those that have the fight of their lives and it doesn't go away overnight. So we relay for 20 hours in Penguin and a few of other places across Tasmania and 12 hours up in Circular Head.
Cancer Council Tasmania CEO Penny Egan says that $800,000 is the goal for 2022. We're a generous bunch in Tasmania. Do you reckon we'll be able to make it?
Oh, I think so. We've got a great target of 800,000. We managed to get over 615,000 in 2021. We've got one extra relay up our sleeve this season, so we are hoping for another bigger and better season this year.
So are you asking people to register a team like from today onwards?
Absolutely. So registrations are open. You can jump online to relayforlife.org.au and you can register for any of the 5 relays that are happening across the state. So you search for Penguin, you'll be able to register for the 26th, 27th of March, Circular Head on the 19th of March. We've also got 2 down in the south and 1 over in Launceston as well. You can register your own team and have people join you, or you can join one of the existing teams. And you can also sponsor or support some of our Relay for Life teams through our statewide raffle again this year.
Fantastic. That is so good. It'll be here before you know it, so make sure you get all the details on the website there and be part of a team. And, of course, all money raised stays here in Tassie.
Absolutely. So it goes straight back into our community. So you're supporting your neighbours by supporting Relay for Life and helping Cancer Council Tasmania continue to provide support services for those that are impacted by cancer, as well as our prevention programs and investing in cancer research locally as well.
Sarah Hurst, Cancer Council Tasmania, thank you for joining me on the Home Run today. We hope that 2022 is huge.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me in, Lee. Great to talk to you always.